The National Weather Service in Lake Charles has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Southern of Oyles Parish in central Louisiana, East Central Evangeline Parish in central Louisiana, North Central St. Landry Parish in central Louisiana. This includes Morrow until 2 p.m. At 12:58 p.m., National Weather Service meteorologists detected a severe thunderstorm capable of producing quarter-size hail and damaging winds in excess of 60 miles per hour, 6 miles west of Morrow, moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. The severe thunderstorm will be near Morrow by 1:10 p.m., Big Cane by 1:20 p.m., Goudreau by 1:25 p.m., DuPont and Clarksville by 1:40 p.m. Severe thunderstorms produce damaging winds in excess of 60 miles per hour, destructive hail, deadly lightning, and heavy rain. Stay indoors, away from windows. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 6 p.m. Thursday evening for southwestern Louisiana and southeast Texas. Please report severe weather to the National Weather Service at 337-477-5285, extension 1.
Give me back my old boat, I'm gonna sail if she'll float, 'cause I got them deep river blues. I'm going back to Muscle Shoals, times are better there, I'm told, 'cause I got them deep river blues. Let it rain, let it pour, and let it rain a whole lot more, 'cause I got them deep river blues. Let the rain drive right on, let the waves sweep along, 'cause I got them deep river blues. If my boat sinks with me, I'll go down, don't you see, 'cause I got them deep river blues. Now I'm gonna say goodbye, and if I sink, just let me die, 'cause I got them deep river blues. Let it rain, let it pour, let it rain a whole lot more, 'cause I got them deep river blues. Let the rain drive right on, let the waves sweep along, 'cause I got them deep river blues.
Along about 1825, I left Tennessee very much alive. I never would have got through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been riding on the Tennessee stud. I had some trouble with my sweetheart's paw, and one of her brothers was about outlaw. I sent her a letter by my Uncle Fudd, and I rode away on the Tennessee stud. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. We drifted on down into no man's land. We crossed that river called the Rio Grande. I raced my horse with the Spaniard's foal till I got me a skin full of silver and gold. Me and a gambler, we couldn't agree. We got in a fight over Tennessee. We jerked our gun, then he fell with a thud, and I got away on the Tennessee stud. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Got just as lonesome as a man can be, dreaming of my girl in Tennessee. The Tennessee stud's green eyes turned blue, 'cause he was a-dreamin' of a sweetheart too. We loped right back across Arkansas. I whooped her brother and I whooped her pa. I found that girl with the golden hair, and she was a-ridin' on the Tennessee mare. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Stirrup to stirrup and side by side, we crossed the mountains and the valleys wide. We came to Big Muddy, then we forded the flood on the Tennessee mare and the Tennessee stud. Heard a little baby on the cabin floor, a little horse coat playing around the door. I love that girl with the golden hair, and the Tennessee stud loves the Tennessee mare. The Tennessee stud wasn't long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud.
Hey, this is Joanna Devine, and welcome to Local Produce. Today we're featuring music from Asheville, North Carolina, and parts right around there. That was Mr. Doc Watson, the one and only, from Deep Gap, North Carolina, with Tennessee Stud, one of my favorite songs, and never was a hoss like the Tennessee Stud. And right before that, Deep River Blues. So today we're going to be listening to all kinds of music from North Carolina. The next one I want to play for you is by one of my favorites, Miss Elizabeth Cotton, The Spanish Flangdang. Elizabeth Cotton with The Spanish Flangdang. from Carrboro, North Carolina. Word has it that Elizabeth Cotton grabbed her brother's guitar from underneath his bed, and she was left-handed, so she learned to play it upside down and backwards. That's Miss Elizabeth Cotton for you. Next up, we're going to hear some music from the Blue Sky Boys. Bill and Earl Bollock from, where are they from? From East Hickory, North Carolina, got their start on WWNC in Asheville. Let's have a listen to the Blue Sky Boys.
Cease to be, and they lay me down to rest in some flowery bound retreat. Will you miss me when I'm gone?
Earl and I have one of those John Henry tunes for you, the 9-pound hammer.
Somebody stole 9-pound hammer.
My 9-pound hammer.
Baby took it and gone.
Baby took it and gone. Baby took it and gone.
With 11-pound hammer.
11-pound hammer.
It's a little too heavy.
It's a little too heavy.
Big on the side.
Big on the side.
Big on my side. Along,
buddy.
Don't you roll so slow.
Don't you roll so slow.
Baby, how can you roll?
Baby, how can you roll when a wheel won't go?
Thank you.
hammer.
Take this hammer.
Give it to the captain.
Give it to the captain.
Tell him I'm gone.
Tell him I'm gone.
Baby, tell him I'm gone. If he should ask you,
he should ask you
where I'm going.
Where I'm going.
You don't know.
You don't know.
Baby, you don't know.
Baby, how can a road when a wheel won't go?
Oh, the nine-pound hammer,
nine-pound hammer,
kill John Henry,
kill John Henry.
Ain't gonna kill me,
ain't gonna kill me, ain't gonna kill me.
Oh, I'm buddy,
go on,
but
your
road's
slow, baby, how can a road when a wheel won't go?
Oh, the cuckoo,
oh, the cuckoo,
she's a pretty bird,
she's a pretty bird,
she warbles as she flies, she never says cuckoo till the fourth day of July. Jack of Diamonds,
Jack of Diamonds,
Jack of Diamonds,
Jack of Diamonds,
I've known you from old. You've robbed my poor pockets of my silver and my gold.
And that was Riley Boggess and Tim Erickson from the Cold Mountain soundtrack. Cold Mountain, a very popular book and film written by Mr. Charles Frazier from Asheville, North Carolina. This is Local Produce. I'm your host, Joanna Devine, and today we're focusing all of our attention on Asheville, North Carolina, East Tennessee, all the way over to Raleigh, that amazing area that was a birthplace for so much of American traditional music. We're going to switch gears a little bit here and listen to a band from Asheville called the Squirrel Nut Zippers. Let's hear this one.
Quite the same since you and I found Lover's Lane, standing on the corner of 4th and Main, dreaming of you way downtown in Lover's Lane. The sun is down, the moon is bright, lovers gonna stroll all night way downtown in Lover's Lane. Lover's Lane. And champagne just can't compare to what we share down in Lover's Lane, standing on the corner 4th and Main. Still it cannot match the thrill of Lover's Lane. Sun is down, the moon is bright, lovers gonna stroll all night way downtown in Lover's Lane. Lover's Lane. We'll be right back. ain't quite the same since you and I found Lover's Lane. Standing on the corner, 4th and Main, dreaming of you way downtown in Lover's Lane. With some other fella down in Lover's Lane. With some other fella down in Lover's Lane. With some other fella. Tree when the cypress butted in. Our car parts are even made a nest inside my skin. To understand me better, you all ought to follow me home. I make a wish, I clean up his law, and that's why they call me Ross Jones. That's why they call me Ross Jones. Like it's a gate of Tennessee right out the boat. Ride a train to Memphis when there's cotton to be sold. To understand me better, you all ought to follow me home. I make a wish, I clean the fish, Lord. I feel like driving, but my car won't run. That's why they call me Wash Jones. That's why they call me Wash Jones.
Oh, that's the Squirrel Nut Zippers right there. Singing Wash Jones, and before that, Lover's Lane from the inevitable Squirrel Nut Zippers. Sort of a self-titled album, I guess. Here you are, here I am on Local Produce today. We're focusing on Asheville, North Carolina, points a little bit west and points a little bit east. The Squirrel Nut Zippers are from Chapel Hill. We're going to hear a little bit more Chapel Hill music from the Scots. Southern culture on the skids. Let's hear three tunes from this hilarious band out of Chapel Hill.
Thank you. hands are easy on the gums and teeth.
Day of banana pudding.
Ain't that a slippery groove? Banana pudding, banana pudding, banana pudding, banana pudding. It takes a little time to develop the flavor.
Day of banana pudding.
To soak it all up with your vanilla wafer.
Day of banana pudding.
So get out your bowl and your wooden spoon.
Day of banana pudding.
'Cause I can smell your pudding clean across this room.
Sombrero shake like a snake. gather up and let your two feet move. Do the big beat, beat yourself a kitten and listen to the clatter that rocks the jukebox. I'm telling you, when you're blue, well, there's a lot to do in the house of bamboo. So called the House of Bamboo. Well, in this casino, you can drink a chino. Let your two feet move. Do the big beat, beat yourself a kitten, and listen to the clatter that rocks. I'm telling you that when you're blue, there's a lot to do in the House of Bamboo. Number 54, the house with a bamboo door, bamboo roof and a bamboo walls. It's even got a bamboo floor in the house of bamboo. Number 54, the house with a bamboo door, bamboo roof and a bamboo walls. It's even got a bamboo floor in the house of
That's House of Bamboo from Southern Culture on the Skids. And before that, What Goes Good With My Meat and Three? A Little Bit of Pudding and Some Sweet Tea. That's Dale Banana Pudding. And right before that, Deja Vroom, all from Southern Culture on the Skids. A great band coming out of Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And next up, we'll hear from the High Priestess of Soul, Miss Nina Simone, originally from Tryon, North Carolina, just outside of Asheville, born there and eventually ended up living all over the world, Liberia, Barbados, England, Belgium, France. So from humble beginnings, here is Miss Nina Simone with Feeling Good.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me, yeah. Stars, when you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, I'm
Oh, that's Emmylou Harris from Elite Hotel. That's Amarillo. Oh, Amarillo. Miss Emmylou grew up, she was born in Birmingham, Alabama, but I think North Carolina claims her a little bit. She went to, she moved there when she was younger and then went to Greensboro, a university there in Greensboro, graduated from college and became a big country star. That's Emmylou Harris. And before that, from Tyron, Joanna Devine, and we're focusing on North Carolina today, Asheville and points a little bit west and a little bit east all the way to Chapel Hill. Right now we're going to listen to a couple songs from Mr. Loudon Wainwright III, who gave us a couple of progeny, a great musical family. But let's take a listen to Loudon Wainwright right now.
Last week I attended a family affair, and a few remarked upon my recent growth of facial hair. You look just like your father did with that beard, someone said. I answered back, I am him, even though my old man's dead. I didn't want to be him. Well, at first I did, when I loved and looked up to him as a little kid. He sent me to his old school, I was a numeral with his name. And he gave me this gold signet ring, and he wore one just the same. And I guess that I believed him, and probably it was true. When he told me I was just like him, that's what some fathers do. But a father's always older, and my dad was rather tall. Who says size doesn't matter? He was big and I was small. I needed to be big enough to be someone someday. And I learned I had to beat him, and that was the only way. I learned I had to fight him, my own flesh, blood, bone, and kin. But I felt I was just like him. Can a man's son be his twin? First we fought for my mother, that afforded little joy. When he left, she was heartbroken, and I was still their little boy. But I started to get bigger and to win the ugly game. When I made a little money, and I got a bit of fame. And I saw how this could wound him. Yes, this could do the trick. And if I made it big enough, I could kill him off quick. But how can you murder someone in a way that they don't die? I didn't want to kill him. That would be suicide. I let up, then I was through. And in the end, he did himself, and usually that's what we do. I'm alive and he is dead, and neither of us won. It's spoiled for the victor once the vanquishing is done. A man becomes immortal through his daughter or his son. But when he fears his legacy, a man can come undone. And the beard is a reminder, part of him. Although my father's dead and gone, I'm his surviving twin. Although the old man's dead and gone, I'm his surviving twin.
You sit at a desk and you squirm in a chair. Stretch out on a couch, you could fall asleep there. But you lie in your bed and you try not to think. You put on your bathrobe and you stand at the sink. And then you look into the mirror and you unplug the phone. You reread the letter, you're living alone. You clear out a closet and you listen to a clock. Wipe off a table and you pick up a sock. And then you put up your feet and you stand on your head. You hate what you did and you regret what you said. And then you gaze at a snapshot, you wait for the tone. Talk to yourself, yeah, you're living alone. Well, you were always alone, but you just didn't know it. You tried living with someone, but then you had to blow it. And if there's one thing you've learned after living with her, it's that you're not the man now that you never were. So you turn up the heat and you fight off a cold, and you thumb through the Bible as you sit there on hold. But you're your own boss, you can do as you please. Open the window, let in a breeze. You sit down to dinner, yeah, you cooked your own. You light a candle, you're living alone. You think about her and how did it end? Your cleaning lady has become your very best friend. You're back in your hometown, you're living in fear. They wonder where has he been and why is he here? You're watching the reruns of the Twilight Zone. Your life in a nutshell, you're living alone. Yeah, you were all alone, but you just didn't see it. You tried being someone's baby, but you just couldn't be it. And if there's one thing you've learned after all of it, it's that you're usually fired before you can quit. What you need is a dog, some goldfish, or a cat, a boa constrictor, and a laboratory rat. The end is at hand now, and you have the means. A roll of toilet paper in the right magazines. Your parents are dead now, and your kids are full grown, and you're 53 now. You're 53 now.
Oh, that was Loudon Wainwright III from North Carolina, another North Carolinian. He gave us Rufus and Martha Wainwright, so a very musical family. And thank you, Loudon Wainwright III, for all your hard work and all your amazing songwriting. We heard two songs from Last Man on Earth, Surviving Twin, Powerful Stuff. And before that, Surviving Twin, and then just now we heard Living Alone. So North Carolina has bred some incredible songwriters and somebody that's been around and a very prolific young man, Mr. Ryan Adams, originally from Raleigh, North Carolina. We're going to hear actually from Jacksonville, born in Jacksonville, a little town, way, way, way east, and then moved to Raleigh. So we're going to hear one from his new album, Ashes and Fire. Ashes and fire.
One day there was a silence and a wash through the town. There was no reason to speak, and no one made a sound. Her eyes were indigo, and the cats were all calico, and the sailboat, they all sailed back, and the river, she cried.
Forgot that song. Woke up.
Hard Times. That's from the new one, The Harrow in the Harvest. Definitely one of the best albums of 2011. If you don't have a copy, please pick it up. You've been listening to Local Produce here on KRVS, which is brought to you as a public service from KRVS and the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. We join you in support of public radio for Acadiana. I'm Joanna Devine. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week on Local Produce.
Explore the wide range of musics from throughout the world every week here on Earthbeat. I'm Cecil Doyle, bringing you classics, field recordings, and the latest sounds spanning the globe. That's Earthbeat, Sunday nights at 7 p.m., Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. here on KRVS.
You've been listening to KRVS for years and want future generations.